This is a TechWeb Internet Insider Profile. I'm Paul Schindler. Wendy Goldman Rome is the author of a new book, The Microsoft Files. It's the result of 10 years of research, hundreds of interviews, and thousands of pages of documentation filed in various Microsoft antitrust suits. In the book, Rome makes the case that Microsoft's frequently misbehaved in its march to market dominance. I interviewed her recently by telephone from her office in Evanston, Illinois. What are the two or three things you say in the book that are going to surprise them the most?
Probably the most surprising thing is, you know, all this stuff that Gates and his top executives and his army of PR people have denied publicly over and over again. When you read the book and you read what their own internal documents say, you will see that they have been painting quite an opposite picture publicly than the one that is the picture that you get when you get a close-up bird's-eye view into what they're scheming amongst themselves, including the deliberate creation of incompatibilities in rival products, something that Gates has always said he has never engaged in, or his executives have never engaged in. And he, particularly now in light of the Justice lawsuit, he's been giving much lip service to the fact that he's a product guy, quote, I'm a product guy. He's been saying that over and over again when asked in depositions about certain things. I don't concern myself with, you know, hurting rivals. I'm concerned with building great products and with product innovation. You know, that's a big buzzword for them these days in light of the lawsuit. And if you go back over time and you see them strategizing internally, you get the clearest picture of a bunch of men who are out to kill off competitors. In fact, they use that word killing people over and over again. Here's a passage from the book that illustrates my point. This was in a memo from Senior Vice President Jim Alchin to other high-level senior executives at Microsoft. If you're going to kill someone, there isn't much reason to get all that worked up about it and angry. You just pull the trigger. Angry discussions beforehand are a waste of time. We need to smile with Novell while we pull the trigger.
One of the ways people have been attacking your book is to suggest that the research is faulty. So could you walk us through the techniques you used and the sources you had for this book?
Yes, I can. And it really amazes me. Some of those comments seem to be coming from misinformation that Microsoft has been spreading about the book, and I kind of expected that. First of all, let me say that every day of the week in the top newspapers in the country, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, there are front page stories based on anonymous sources. And this is news we read every day. I have used the same standard journalistic practices that every top-notch journalist uses. As you know, the subject is extremely controversial. People are terrified of retribution from Microsoft, and for that reason, I had to keep many, many sources confidential.
How about the documentary evidence you used, though? It's apparent from reading the book that a great deal of the material in the book, I don't know if you want to assign a percentage value, comes from documents.
Right. Well, first of all, let me give you the full range of the thorough sourcing of this book. I have collected in the years of researching the book scores of internal Microsoft documents, including detailed documents that itemized things that went on in meetings. Often these were secret communications between Gates and his top executives. 90% of this material has never been published before and is still under seal by Microsoft and by the government. I feel that this documentation doesn't need any editorializing on my part. It shows itself to be what it is, an inside view of the real strategies of Bill Gates and his top executives. In addition to all those documents, I have conducted hundreds of interviews with Microsoft insiders, chairmen and CEOs of scores of American corporations who did business with Bill Gates, people who were present in the scenes portrayed in my book, and usually the scenes that I recreate in the book, again, are done so through standard journalistic practices. Basically, I mean, every great work of nonfiction, including stories you read in the papers every day, are presented through the same methods. You talk to people who are involved, who are actually present, as many as you possibly can. You talk to those who were close confidants of those people involved. You get documents, if you can, supporting the events that took place. And with all that information in front of you, you can put together, or at least you try to put together, as accurate a picture of what went on as possible. In fact, that's the exact same methods used by Woodward and Bernstein. Those are the same methods used in the great nonfiction business book, Barbarians at the Gate. And those are the exact same methods I use to create this book.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to a TechWeb Internet audio report. Thanks for listening.